Please join me in Gassho as we reflect together on the words of the primal vow of Amida Buddha. Amida Nyorai no Hongan mo chōdai itashimasu node, Gassho shimashō. If, when I attain Buddhahood, the sentient beings of the ten quarters, with sincere mind entrusting themselves, aspiring to be born in my land, and saying my name perhaps even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain the supreme enlightenment. Excluded are those who commit the 5 grave offenses and those who slander the right Dharma.
私が仏になるとき、すべての人々が心から信じて、私の国に生まれたいと願い、わずか10回でも念仏して、もし生まれることができないようなら、私は決して悟りを開きません。ただし、5逆の罪を犯したり、仏の教えを、
So once again, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our service today. I myself just returned from a trip to Japan on Thursday evening, so I've still got a little bit of jet lag. If I kind of space out from time to time, please bear with me. で、 私は一昨日日本の旅行から帰ってきましたなんですので、ちょっとまだ時差ぼけがあるので、ちょっとぼこっとしてしまうと、すみません、ご了承していただきたいと思います。So, we arrived in Japan. We took an overnight flight, and we arrived at, we left LAX at 1 a.m., And there's a flight, there's a recently, they started a flight that goes on ANA from LAX to Haneda Airport in downtown Tokyo. And that was left LAX at 1 a.m. and arrived in Haneda at, supposed to arrive at 5 a.m., but we actually got in an hour early, so we arrived at 4 a.m. そして、午前の1時、夜中の便なんですけど、それに乗って直行で羽田空港に。東京の羽田空港について、もともと5時に着く予定でしたけど、1時間ほど早めに着いたので4時に着きました。So, we arrived at Haneda at 4 in the morning, not really sure what to do with ourselves at that point. そして、4時に着いたらどうしようと思ってたんですけど、however, fortunately, Haneda is a wonderful airport and they actually have a place where you can take a shower.So we all decided we would have showers and kind of refresh ourselves for the day.
そして、羽田に着いてからじゃあシャワー浴びてちょっとリフレッシュして一日を迎えようと思いました。
So since we had a limited amount of time in Tokyo, we wanted to make use of it. So as soon as we got ready and were ready to go, we took the train and we headed over to the Tsukiji area of Tokyo.
そして私たちがシャワーを済みましたら電車に乗って築地の方に向かいました。
Has anyone here ever been to the Tsukiji area of Tokyo? Tokyo の築地に行ったことありますか? Mr. Shibao has been there before. Yeah, so Tsukiji is famous for 2 things. 築地というところは2つの有名なものがあります。So, can anyone tell me what one of the famous things in Tsukiji is? 築地の1つの有名なもの。Heard of the, that's right, market. The Tsukiji Ichiba is a fish market, fresh fish market for all of Tokyo. So when we arrived at Tsukiji, we saw that there were already several foreign tourists who were kind of wandering around the Tsukiji area enjoying the fish market.
そして築地に着いたら、まあ、外国人の観光客がたくさんもうすでにありました。
So where there were some, you know, some Caucasian people there, and there were some people speaking Chinese and some people speaking Korean. So had a very international flavor.
そして築地に着いたら、まあ、まあ、欧米人の方もありまして、中国語とか韓国語の言葉も聞こえて、本当に国際的なことがありました。
And so we resisted the urge to have a sushi breakfast, and we walked past the fish market to the other famous thing at Tsukiji, which is the Tsukiji Honganji Buddhist Temple.
そしてその Tsukiji の市場を、まあ、お寿司がおいしそうだったけど、ちょっとそれを取って、まず Tsukiji Honganji というお寺にお参りをしました。
So the Tsukiji Honganji Temple is the main temple of our Jodo Shinshu School of Buddhism for the Tokyo area.
そして Tsukiji Honganji というお寺はその東京周辺の中心となっている本願寺、私たちの浄土真宗の教えの本願寺の東京の中心的なお寺がそっちであります。
So this temple has been in the Tokyo area since the Edo period, when Tokyo really developed as a major city in Japan. So it was founded in the year 1617, shortly after the start of the Edo period or the Tokugawa shogunate.
そしてこの築地というお寺は1617年で設立して、その江戸幕府が始まった直後で始まりました。
So it was started, it was founded or established in 1617 in an area of kind of downtown Tokyo called Asakusa.
で、Asakusa という本当に東京の下町のところに設立もともとありました。
However, only 40 years later, there was a great fire in Tokyo in the year 1657, and that also consumed this temple.
してたった40年のちに大きな火事があって、このお寺がもう焼けてしまいました。
And at that time, the Edo government said, okay, well, we've got a clean slate for our new plans for the city. We want to do some city planning. We've got a nice, this area has all been cleared out. So let's rebuild it in a very orderly manner according to our plan.
そしてこの焼けたところを計画的にまた作り直すという企画があって、そしてこのお寺がそのきっかけになっていなかったです。
So they had a very clear plan for rebuilding that did not include a big temple right in this area. So they said, why don't you move your temple over to this area on the banks of the Sumida River over here.
そしてこの隅田川のところに移してくださいと言われていました。
So when they arrived to this area to build the temple, they realized that the area that they were given was actually underwater.
そしてこのところにお寺を作ろうと思っていたら、着いたらもうその川の下にあるところです。
It's a very kind of shallow, swampy area of the river.
そしてとてもまあ水が浅い、なんか湿地的なところで。
And so basically they've been told, here, take this swamp and build your temple here.
そしてまあこういう湿地のところにお寺を作ってくださいと言われました。
So at a time before before they had nice Komatsu bulldozers and front end loaders, they used human power and animal power to move lots of earth and rocks to create a firm foundation for this temple.
そしてこういういろいろな機械が小松の機械が作られた何百年前に、人間の力、そして動物の力でいろいろな土や石を運ばれて、そのお寺の基礎のところを作られました。
And so on after they established this foundation, then they built a temple which was completed shortly thereafter, so in the 1660s.
そしてまあその600年の間にこういう新しいお寺が作られました。
And so as they rebuilt this temple, and it continued to be an important place for the people of the Tokyo area to come and remember Shinran until the year 1923.
そして1923 23年までにはこの寺が続けました。Does anyone know what happened in 1923? 1923年、何があったんですか? There was a great earthquake in Tokyo. 関東大震災がありました。So there was a great earthquake, and along with that earthquake, there was extensive burning also, fires. So there was, you know, buildings collapsing and buildings burning.
そしてこの地震があって火事があって東京のよくあるところが焼けました。
So large portions of the city of Tokyo were then burned to the ground, along with, regrettably, this Tsukiji Gobo or Tsukiji Temple.
そしてその時にこの Tsukiji Gobo も焼けてしまいました。
And so at that time, they decided that they would rebuild the temple. It was decided by the Monshu or the leader of Honganji at that time.Decided that we will rebuild it with an Indian architectural style.
そしてインドの建築の要素で作られました。
So I have a kind of family photo snapshot here of the temple. So I'd like to pass this around so you can all have a chance to see.
まあ家族の写真でこの前撮られましたけど、この形のお寺です。
So as you look at the photo, you'll see that it's not a typical Japanese style temple. It's not made of wood.And you know, paper and stucco and the traditional Japanese materials.
で、伝統的な日本の作り、木造の作りじゃなくて、
it's made with stones in the style of a traditional Indian temple.
これは石を使ってインドの古代の、お寺作りのように作られています。
And so the Gomonshu or the leader of Honganji at that time had a very clear vision for this Jodo Shinshu tradition.
でその時代の御門宗は浄土真宗の教えにはっきりした考え方を持ってたんですね。
So this was a time in Japan where society was changing and also where the world itself was changing. Countries were becoming more and more interconnected.
そしてこの時代は世の中が大きく変えようとして日本の社会も変えてその世界の国々がつながりが深くなっていました。
And at that time, there was a question of, is Buddhism, is this just an ancient custom that's relevant to people in these Buddhist countries, or is it something that can transcend time and space to speak to people all over the world?
そしてその時代の一つの、疑問が現れて、この仏教という教えはこのアジアの国一つ一つに意義があるか、現代人もしくは世界の人々に意味があることがあるでしょうか?
So, the leader of our Honganji organization at that time, whose name was Kosho Otani, or we call him Shonyo Shonin, had a clear understanding. He said, this is a teaching that transcends time and space and speaks to people in all places, in all times.
で、Shonyo Shonin はこの教えが地球のすべてのところ、すべての人々に意義を持つ時間と空間を乗り越えて真実が説かれている教えです。
So that's why he asked a famous architect from the University of Tokyo to design this Indian style temple to show that Buddhism is a teaching that comes from India and has passed over great distance and great time to arrive in Japan.
そしてこの教えがインドで生まれて、いろいろな国とか時間を乗り越えて日本に届いたことを表すためにこのインド的な建物を作りました。
So he had that vision for the past of Buddhism and how it had gone over all these countries and how it was relevant to people in India and Tibet and China and Korea and Japan.
そしてこの仏教がインド、チベット、中国、韓国、日本のそれぞれの国に伝われてきたということです。
And Shonyo Shonin also had a vision for the future of Buddhism.
そして仏教の未来のビジョンも Shonyo Shonin が持ってたんですね。
He had a vision that Buddhism would thrive throughout the world.
仏教が地球の中で活発に活躍することをも希望されていました。
And so he recognized that at that time there had already been for several decades Jodo Shinshu temples here in the United States, in Hawaii, in Canada, in Brazil, and that these temples were places where the Buddha's teaching was spreading overseas.
そして浄土真宗のお寺がすでにあの韓国じゃなくてあのカナダ、アメリカ、あのハワイとブラジルにあったので、その浄土真宗の教えもすでに世界に伝われていました。
And so he wanted to support the spread of the teachings. So he came, and he came to America to visit all these temples and to offer encouragement and support to the members of those temples.
そしてこのアメリカに訪問して、いろいろなあのお寺にも会って、みんなにあの頑張ってください、応援していますという声をあいただきました。
And he even came here to Santa Barbara.
このサンタバーバラも来られたでしょう。 So if we look,
if we look in the,in the social hall, you probably can't see it from where you're sitting now, but after the service, I encourage you to have a look at some of our historic photos, and you'll see one of Shonyo Shonin, the previous Monshu, here in Santa Barbara.
そしてあのこのソーシャルホールにある写真を見たら、Shonyo Shonin がこのサンタバーバラに来たことがありました。
And so he had this vision that Jodo Shinshu, this teaching that we received from Shindan,whose birthday we're celebrating today, would continue to thrive and be meaningful to people all over the world.
そして、あの、親鸞聖人の、あの、教えが全てのところに、あの、伝われて、全ての人々に、あの、力となって、生き生きと暮らせるように、あの、なる希望がありました。
And so, during our visit to the Tsukiji Honganji with my family, we just happened to coincide with their observances of the 750th memorial for Shinran.
私たちが家族で Tsukiji Honganji にお参りした時には、Shinran Chōnin の750回忌の大恩期もちょうどその時にありました。
And we had the opportunity to hear the grandson, or the son of Shonyo Shonin, and his grandson, speaking and giving an address to the assembled people.
そしてあの大恩期でしたから、あの少女少人の息子、今のご門主様、そしてあの孫の新門様の言葉も頂戴できました。
And so both of their statements echoed this vision or this hope of 少女少人 that 浄土真宗 would continue to thrive both in modern day Japan and throughout the world.
その二人の方の言葉の中にこの少女少人の希望が聞こえました。浄土真宗の教えは現代の日本にまた活発に活躍して、そして海外でもあの人がお念仏の声を聞こえるようになってほしいということです。
And in order to realize this vision, 少女少人 in his lifetime would often express his hopeThat ministers and members of Honganji temples in Japan and overseas would not be Jodo Shinshu Buddhists in name only. So they would not just call themselves Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, but that the teaching would have some deep meaning for them in their hearts.
そして少女少人がよく言われた言葉なんですけど、あの、まあ、名前ばかりの御門徒と僧侶になってほしくないとよく言われていました。心の中の念仏者として生きてほしいという言葉でしたね。
So what does it mean to be a person who truly lives joyfully in the Nembutsu teaching and is not just a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist in name alone?
そしてこの生き生きとして本当の心の中からの念仏者はどういうことでしょう？
I personally don't think that it has to do with how often a person comes to the temple.
そしてこれはまあ年に何回か人がお参りに来ることにまあ、こだわることがないと思います。
Nor do I think it has to do with how much a person has read and understood the teachings of this tradition.
それにあのいろいろな経とかあの親鸞聖人が書いたものをたくさん読んでたくさん理解できたことであるか、それもそうじゃないと思います。
Listening to the messages of Gomonshu and Shinmon-sama,I was reminded that the real essential matter of living as a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist is to look within and live with self-awareness.
この Jodo Shinshu の仏教の、まあ、信者として生きるというのは、あの、自分の中によく見つめて、自分の心の様子をよく
認めながら生きていけることだと思います。It's the ongoing practice of looking at one's own life, looking into one's own heart, and seeing that one is the true object of the Buddha's compassion, that all of the Buddha's teachings and all of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion were provided for me and for my life to help me and to support me in my daily living.
そしてこのよく自分の心の中に見て、すべての仏様の教え、すべての知恵と慈悲が私のために説かれていることをよくに確認できるというのは念仏のことだと思います。
So when I recognize myself as the true object, the person for whom all of the Buddha's teachings were taught, I feel a great sense of lightness and freedom in the midst of the challenges of my daily life.Knowing that I have all the support of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion to confront any challenges I may face.
そしてどんなに難しいことがあっても、この仏様の知恵と慈悲が私のために説かれたので、とてもまあ気楽で楽しみながら生きていけることだと、自由に生きていける。難しいことがあっても、喜びの中に生きていけることを確認できます。
It's the joy of being able to say that I'm okay just as I am.
このままの私が、このままがいいということを言えることですね。
I don't need to get anything else to be happy.
私なんか手になるだけで手に入ることがあったら幸せになることでもないです。
And I don't need to be anything else in order to be happy.
私がなんかこれをなったら幸せになることでもないです。
So Shonyo Shonin's wish for each of us to live a life of joy and benefit in the Nembutsu is a wish for all of us.
そしてこの Shonyo Shonin の願いは、すべての人々のためが念仏の喜びの中に生きることですね。
And this is the wish of those who we remember today at our Shotsuki Hoyo service. They also had that wish for us in our lives, to live joyfully and to live happily.
そしてこの今日の正月法要の先方者も私たちにそういうふうに、幸せに暮らしてほしいという希望があったでしょう。
This is Shinran's wish for all of us. Shinran, whose birthday we celebrate today.
これは Shinran 上人が私たちを願っていることですね。
This is the Buddha's wish for all of us.
これは仏様が私たちを願っていることですね。
And this is also our sincere wish for each other.
みんなお互いながらこういうふうに願っていると思います。
So as we reflect on those who passed away today, this month, today's service, and remember Shinran Shonin on the day of his birth, let us feel gratitude for all those who wish for our happiness and also live lives of wishing happiness for those around us.
して私たち今日先方者のことを思い出しながら親鸞聖人の一生涯をご多念のことを際して喜びながらそのいろいろな人が私のために幸せを願っていることを認めてそして周りの人に幸せになるように暮らしていきたいと思います。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無